right. I have here Ian Petrie. Is that how I pronounce your name?
Petrie.
Ian Petrie. I do apologise. And Ian Petrie has put together a CD of local musicians, brought together local talent, and it's a festive little number. What gave you the idea to do this? How did it come about?
Well, I'd been working with Electric Penelope, who's a local artist, on her album, and that finished up in sort of late August, and then we did a big album launch in September, or was it October? Somewhat around that time, and I felt like I'd been giving a lot of energy to music in a very sort of deep way. It was a very profound, positive experience doing that album, and I felt like I wanted to keep up the momentum, and I didn't have anything particularly that I had to do, working with a few artists at the moment, but not in any kind of major way. And I thought it'd be nice to just keep that intensity going and keep that focus going. And so I had this idea about, you know, a month ago to put together a CD of Christmas songs by local artists for raising money for the community, mainly because I wanted to have some fun.
Yeah, of course.
Because this is what I love doing. But also to bring more people together from the Berwick music scene, because it's a very thriving music scene, and it just needs a little bit more integration. There's a lot of people kind of out doing their own thing, and there's this sort of upswell of a desire for more of that to become noticed and well known, and I've always wanted to be in that kind of a community. So I thought, hey, that's a good idea. And then I mentioned it to two or three people, and after mentioning it to two or three people, I thought, well, hold on a minute, it's, you know, it's only 6 weeks till Christmas. It's a lot of work recording an album. It took me 6 months to do Anna's album. So I thought, nah, I think I'll just not bother. But I got three phone calls the next day saying, hey, I've written a Christmas song. I was like, okay, I'll just run with it. And I'm really glad I did, because it was such an uplifting experience. It was really, really good.
Well, it was a great idea. And as you say, promoting local music, there is a lot of talent in this region, and it does need a push out there, yeah. I feel. And this is a great way of doing it. And especially so near Christmas. And of course, the proceeds are going to local schools and the Berwick Youth Project, which is always good at this time of year.
And the Berwick Youth Project does do, you know, a fantastic job for, you know, young adolescents, especially, you know, with the youth club, and they do a lot of work helping rehabilitate, you know, kids who've maybe been thrown out of their house. They've got a kind of homeless shelter upstairs, and I can really identify with how that feels to be like that. So, you know, putting money into the community for that, which is also going to go to, you know, stimulating creative projects and giving kids a chance to express themselves has got to be a good thing, you know?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And, I mean, you've got some great local artists on here, two or three of which are quite well-known on the circuit locally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard quite a few of these. And, of course, you're on it as well. You're a musician, man of many talents. So where did you pick everybody up from? They just came to you when you put the word out? Or
Well, a lot of them are close friends of mine already through working in music, and words kind of got out, and I knew some people, so I invited some people onto the album, and two or three people kind of approached me and said, hey, I've heard you're doing this album. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time or the resources to put everybody who wants to be on this album on the album, so I think we might do another one next year, a part two.
Excellent. Look forward to that. Where did the name come from, Bridge and Bauble? I think I can guess this, but give us a clue for those who don't know.
Well, we have a really good friend who's been involved right from the start, who deserves a special mention, Colleen Henderson Hayward, who offered to do the sleeve design for the CD, and has just been a tremendously positive influence on the whole thing, and like me, stays up till silly hours in the morning. So we did a lot of kind of brainstorming at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning over Facebook. Anyway, she we wanted to find a title for it, and she said, "Well, what about Bridge and Bauble?" And I said, "Yeah."
it's very apt.
It's catchy, you know.
It's catchy, and it brings in the local area again. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you've got all local people working on this. It is a great album. And I forgot what I was going to say to you then. Oh yeah, you had the launch, was it last week? Last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the Maltings.
In the Maltings,
yeah.
Which went very well from what I saw. I was there and seemed a total success.
It was great, yeah, really hearty.
Mm. And of course, musicians from the album came and played live sets there, which must have been nice for you to see as well, having put this together.
Yeah, very much so. And everybody turned up and did their song. And of course, it's a very different thing doing it live. But I think everybody did a fantastic job. It was really, really nice.
So where can we get hold of the album from?
Well, it's on sale in local shops in Berwick, for instance, Retro on Bridge Street. It's available in the Corner House Cafe on Church Street. Media Mania, Jolly Roger, you'll know Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger.
He's selling them there. The Tourist Office. They're also available on Retro's website for those further afield by mail order, and that's www.teaandcoffeehampers.co.uk if you got that. So, yeah, just mainly in local shops and online from that website.
Mm-hmm. And it is a great cause, as you say. So you're looking at doing number two for next Christmas. Is there anything in the pipeline in between that, do you think, or don't you know yet?
Yes, we'll be working on an album with Tasha Blackmore. Hopefully be doing some touring with Electric Penelope. Got an album coming up with Gary Miller. Mm-hmm. And there's one or two other little things in the pipeline in between. And also, at some point, I'm going to try and get my album out.
Excellent.
And I've also got an album which is just about on release with a band that I'm in called the Gypsy Soul Experience, and that's going to be released very soon. And that's something else that I'll be doing. So, yeah, I think I'm going to be quite busy.
Looks like you are. Very busy New Year. We're all going to be busy, but it's all about networking. And, you know, if we can all promote the music around here, that's going to be great. And, and of course, we had the Frontier Festival this year, which was the first one. And from what I see, that was a success. And I believe two or three of the artists on this album played there as well this year.
Yes,
uh-huh. So, and Electric Penelope, from what I can gather, did very, was she at that one?
Yes, we did a sellout show in the Maltings in the main theatre. So there was about 350 people there, and that was jumping. It was fantastic.
Imagine,
It was a real buzz. That was a very, very good, successful festival, and we'll be building on that next year, myself, Hamish and Alan Thompson.
Yeah, and I mean, anything we can do at Lionheart, we'll be in there. And, you know, anything I can do with my company, Flying Pits Promotions, will, you know, give us a shout. We'll, as I say, bringing everybody together. We will get Berwick known on the music map.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, it's been really nice to talk to you, and I'm going to be playing some of these songs in the run-up to Christmas on my show, Big Roots and Celtic Roots. So, and I will give out the details as well on my show again of where you can get hold of it and everything. So thank you ever so much for talking to us about it.
And
thank you for getting the local music scene a bit more out there. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.